It's now time for another Castle Country Focus, and today I have Cheryl Shaw, who is the catalog librarian at USU Eastern. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. You've got a really fun event coming up.
We do. We have our 5th annual Local Authors Night coming up on Tuesday the 10th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. It's free, totally free, and we have 3 great authors that we're featuring this year.
And you brought 2 of those authors with you.
I did.
Well, let's bring Shirley Haycock up to the mic, and let's talk to her a bit. How are you, Shirley?
Amongst the living, thank you.
You know what? That's good to hear. Hey, tell us a little bit about your book.
It's supposedly a family romance, but it deals with a man's question of what it is to be a man. And the time period is 1900 in Oakland, California, well, in the Oakland Bay Area. And the adventures they go through for him to determine whether he is a proper man for this woman is what makes the book.
So how did you come up with this concept for this book? Like this?
I was cutting timber down on the Kaibab Plateau, and it just came into my mind. And every night I worked on it in my brain, and when I finally got back to civilization, I put it on a computer.
So how? What was the process like? How long did it take you?
Well, actually, writing the book only took me a year.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, but it took me 8 years to edit it because I had to learn how to do that.
So is this the only book that you do have or you've worked on? Or
no, I've written 5 other novels, but I've never tried to publish any of them.
So what are the other 5 novels do you have? Are they similar family romance novel or are they a little bit different?
No, one is sci-fi. And I have one about a friendship between 2 women. And I have another one that's a kid's story. And it's just a variety. I lived a variety of lives, so I have a variety of tales to tell.
Well, that's wonderful. So are you from here? Are you a native of Carbon County?
I was born in Spring Glen on the old highway there.
Uh-huh.
Well, not out on the highway. In Grandma's back bedroom.
So you grew up here, lived here your entire life?
I grew up here, and I lived here until the 1950s when I found out there's a big world out there to travel in, you know?
So you went all over the place then.
Yes, yes, I've been. Well, I've got a book that I'm working on right now called Runaway Family, but it is the story of me and my 2 boys when we walked from here to Seattle, Washington.
Really?
Yeah, it was a fun journey.
I bet that is going to be really interesting. Really interesting. Is that something you're working on, you said, right now?
Yeah, I'm working on it now. Mm-hmm.
Any idea when you time frame you think you're going to have that done?
Oh, girl, at my age, there is no time frame.
Well, when you get it done, you'll have to come back and visit with us again.
I think that would be great.
Well, let's bring up Dee Dee Oviatt, and she's another author that's going to be featured on this evening. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you.
Good. Thanks for coming in. So tell us a little bit. Are you from here?
Yes, I was born and raised in Emory County, and I have been in Carbon County for about 6 years.
Tell us a little bit about your book.
Oh, I have a lot of books. I have like 7 titles. I have short stories that range from age-appropriate, juvenile, clear to adult. I have a lot of different short stories, some that are collaborating with other authors. And then I also have a few thrillers. I have a few mysteries. I have a young adult dystopian, the first of a trilogy. So I have a lot.
So published?
Yes, they are all self-published. You can also find them on pretty much any e-reader platform. I'm on iBooks, I'm on Nook Book, I'm everywhere that you look, basically.
Technology, huh?
Yes, it's amazing.
You can share a lot.
Yes, you can.
How did you get into writing?
Oh, gosh. I actually started writing wanting to do kind of dabble in like a children's book. Just for a hobby, for something to do, something to kill my time. And I ended up loving it. I loved everything about it, but it was a little rough to be a kid's book. It was a little bit too much. So I changed it and kind of transformed it into more of a thriller. And from there, it just kept going. I never stopped.
So what book will you be talking about on this evening?
Probably a couple of them. I think I'm going to mostly focus on Aggravated Momentum. That one was my very first adult thriller. I'll focus on that one, and then I will also talk about my most recent book. It's the one that I published last fall, and it is titled Search for Maylee. It's more of a mystery.
So how do you come up with these ideas for these thrillers?
Oh, my gosh. My mind never stops. It never quits. It's always there. There's always something going on. I'm always writing something in my head. I'm very distracted all the time.
And is any of this, do you take from maybe history from our area, or you've heard stories from people, or is this just all you?
Oh, it's all me. I read a lot. I read probably about 5 novels a month on average, sometimes less, sometimes more. So I kind of learn as I go. I learn the flow. I learn, you know, tips and tricks in my writing in general. So it just kind of go with the flow. I just come up with something new every day.
Well, good. Sounds exciting. Well, I'm glad you guys are doing this. It's going to be lots of fun to have everyone out in the public, in the community, to come on out, meet these wonderful ladies. Now, Cheryl, you have one more author that couldn't make it today, and tell us a little bit about her.
Her name is Alisa Bates, and she is a local author. Also, she lives over in Carbonville. She's written a wonderful story about one of her ancestors in England in the turn of the century.
Oh, wow. So she's done some history. Like, she's looked into it.
Yeah, she's got the dialogue down really great. And then she's also produced a book of poetry, and that's about empty nesting. Her family is recently gone, and so the book of poems is about what it's like to suddenly not have children in your home.
I'm going to need that. I'm going to need that after next year for sure. Well, that'll be great. So you'll just have each of them spend some time. Are they going to be one-on-one, or will they actually get up and read a portion of their books?
They'll each present 20 to 25 minutes, so you'll get a good feeling for what they've written and what they've done. And then afterwards, they'll have their books for sale if anybody's interested, and they'll sign their books also, and we'll also be serving refreshments.
Well, you got people right there. When you said refreshments, people are going to definitely be there. So tell us again one more time all the details. Let's get everyone out there for this.
Okay, so this is Tuesday night, the 10th, from 7 to 8:30 p.m.
And it's just right there at the library on campus?
Right on campus, and the address is 451 East 400 North, and we're right in the center of campus. And there's free parking all around, so you just park and come on in and enjoy yourself.
You guys have gone through some big changes cosmetically at your library, haven't you?
We have, and we're excited to show those off.
So that's another great reason to attend this author's night, too.
That's
to
right.
Check it out. Well, ladies, I thank you so much for coming in and taking some time to talk about this and inviting the community out for this wonderful event. Again, it's the local author night. It's going to take place on the campus of USU Eastern, and it's going to be held on Tuesday, April 10th from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the USU Eastern Library. So some wonderful ladies are going to be there, so you definitely want to go and sit in on this. It'll be fun. All right, this has been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this interview and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.